It is Thursday, January 21st. I'm Sam Cedar.
And I'm Lucy Steiner. Which one of these stories will you be talking about today?
The world is a little bit safer today. Joe Biden is back in the White House after 4 years of malarkey and madness, and ready with 17 day one actions. Meanwhile, Donald Trump's flunkies began to face international sanction almost immediately upon the end of his tenure, and his most loyal followers are distraught. How very, very sad. And lastly, supply shortages are causing states to cancel thousands of appointments for people who hope to get the coronavirus vaccine. Here's hoping Biden can turn this situation around.
You're listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
I gotta say, folks, blessedly, the Trump era is over. Joe Biden yesterday was sworn in by Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts as the 46th President of the United States. In his inaugural speech, surrounded by thousands of National Guard troops who were mostly off camera, Biden addressed the violence at the Capitol on January 6th. He vowed that white supremacy and domestic terrorism will never prevail. He said, quote, "Today we celebrate the triumph not of a candidate, but of a cause, the cause of democracy. Democracy has prevailed," end quote. He also called for unity, calling it the path forward at a historic moment of crisis and challenge. Kamala Harris, the first woman vice president and the first VP of color, was sworn by Justice Sonia Sotomayor. She was escorted to the platform by Eugene Goodman, Capitol Police officer who faced down members of the mob 2 weeks ago. Lady Gaga belted out the national anthem. Jennifer Lopez sang, "This land is your land." And a young poet, Amanda Gorman, recited a poem she completed only after the insurrection. Garth Brooks also performed. Biden wasted no time in attempting to undo some of the worst actions of Donald Trump's tenure in the White House. He signed 17 executive orders, memorandums, and proclamations yesterday, this according to the New York Times. He ended Trump's efforts to leave the World Health Organization and enacted a mask mandate on federal property. He signed orders reversing Trump's immigration crackdowns and repealed Trump's so-called Muslim ban. He signed a letter indicating that the U.S. will rejoin the Paris Climate Accords and an executive order overturning several of Trump's destructive environmental policies. He also extended federal moratoriums on evictions and federal student loan payments. Not bad for a first day. Donald Trump took his last trip on Air Force One yesterday morning, landing in Florida, where, with any luck, he will endure a form of internal exile. Republican State Representative Anthony Sabatini has proposed renaming U.S. Route 27 after Trump, according to the Washington Post. But Democratic members of Congress Joaquin Castro of Texas and Linda Sanchez of California plan to introduce legislation banning federal property from ever being named in Trump's honor. Sanchez went so far as to tell People magazine that, quote, "not even a bench should ever bear the name of this traitor," end quote. Trump surrendered the White House after a late night of signing last-minute pardons and other clemency orders for 143 people, this according to the New York Times. Beneficiaries included Steve Bannon, his former chief strategist, Elliot Broidy, one of his top fundraisers in 2016, both of whom were facing charges over bilking Trump supporters. This and a series of politicians convicted of corruption. The White House did not announce the pardons until after midnight. As Biden was being sworn in yesterday, China imposed sanctions on former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, trade advisors Peter Navarro, and other Trump administration officials, saying they had damaged the U.S.-China relationship with, quote, "crazy moves," end quote. It's a tough break for them, isn't it? State capitals around the country were mostly calm but under heavy guard yesterday for fear of more violence by Trump supporters. Biden's inauguration also drove Trump's most rabid supporters, followers of QAnon conspiracy theory, to despair. Some, however, are still urging their comrades to, quote, "trust the plan," end quote, and hold out hope for a miraculous Trump revival. Whatever. Finally, HuffPost reports that federal authorities yesterday arrested Joe Biggs, prominent member of the Proud Boys who promoted the Capitol insurrection. It's too late for a Trump pardon now. Very harsh, bro.
Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. And all shipping is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at JustCoffee.coop.
According to the Associated Press, the push to inoculate Americans against the coronavirus is hitting a serious roadblock. A number of states are reporting they're running out of vaccine, and tens of thousands of people who managed to get appointments for a first dose are seeing them canceled. The full explanation was unclear, but last week the Health and Human Services Department suggested that states had unrealistic expectations for how much vaccine was on the way. In other words, the feds, under Donald Trump, screwed up. About a half of the 31 million doses distributed to the states by the federal government have been administered so far, according to the AP. However, only about 2 million people have received the two doses needed for maximum protection against COVID-19. Countries across Europe are also having problems getting enough doses. In the U.S., some states have suggested they may run out of vaccine by today and are unclear when the new doses will arrive. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio said yesterday that the city had to cancel 23,000 appointments for people awaiting their first dose this week. This according to the AP. The reason? Inadequate supply. In Florida, local media reported a similar problem in the Miami area, where the Baptist Healthcare System canceled appointments that had been scheduled for first doses. San Francisco's health department said it's likely to run out of vaccine today, in part because the state pulled back on administering a batch of Moderna shots after several health workers suffered what may have been a bad reaction to a bad batch of the vaccine. West Virginia, which has run one of the speediest vaccination drives in the country, in part by using small-town pharmacies, said it didn't receive an expected increase in doses this week. This is where the feds need to step in and use the government's vast resources to boost production. Can you say Defense Production Act? I think it's coming soon.
And now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
Kroger yesterday pulled the Indiana Oath Keepers from its Community Rewards Initiative, which funneled an unknown amount of donations from customers to the right-wing extremist group. But according to the Washington Post, the Indiana Oath Keepers are still participants in a similar donation program called Amazon Smile, at least for now. The AP reports that Italian police have recovered a 500-year-old copy of a Leonardo da Vinci painting that was stolen from a Naples church during the pandemic. The man whose apartment police found the painting in claimed he'd bought it at a market. Sounds like quite a bargain. Police in the United Kingdom found 826 cannabis plants in an indoor farm in London's financial district, Reuters reports. Plants were in a building near the Bank of England. I always thought banker types preferred cocaine. In the final hours of the Trump presidency, immigration officials detained a 9-year-old Haitian boy with a valid U.S. visa, separated him from his elder brother, and incarcerated him. This according to The Guardian. Vladimir Fardin was sent to a refugee resettlement facility in Southern California as an unaccompanied minor, and his older brother, Christian Laporte, was deported to Mexico. Advocates are worried about the boys and appalled at the cruelty of the Trump policy. Let's hope America is done with such inhumanity forever.
Quicker, quickie.
Hey, that's all for today's AM Quickie. Join us live this afternoon at noon for the Majority Report, or later wherever your podcasts are served. Enjoy your first full day without a President Trump.